Blog Talk Radio.
It's early graduation, congratulations, I got the world right here in my hands. I'm losing focus from all the smoking, distracted by some pussy and pleasure. Jurassic changing the weather, it's the wall at the border and it's snowing in Florida. Never thought I'd see the day and how it ended. I paint a picture vivid enough, you gon' feel it. I got this dagger in my mouth and I'm gon' wield it unless you try to shield it. But then I'm gon' break it to make sure that you hear it. I'm floating out with the spirits to get you with these lyrics. Gotta make this shit coherent, it's gon' get you out your feelings. Talking about your love life, bro, we off that. One day my fans gon' love. And we about to blow. Gon' make my mama proud. We on the TV show. My hood gon' need a teacher. And we the best yet. Can't be relying on the past. Let them rest.
In this game of life and running out of tokens, I wash away the pain. Not with soap, but with the potions. I'm like what Kendrick drink. He ain't all in the sin. Look what my attendance say. But hey, I'm just that smooth nigga with the hidden face. Know this be the name, Mr. Silent K. By the way, if you ain't peeked the slang, slinging dank. When they come my way, kumbaya, I'll pass. Don't gotta take a hit, I got a natural habit. Higher than most and ain't even sniff the plastic. Popping the toast and we ain't even win a Grammy. Witness greatness when you replacing hatred for patience. Overthinking is only making it worse, don't think it. So think less, feel stress, stay blessed. Throw away your latex, make fun of safe sex. Get higher than the moon and move like the Matrix. Don't have a second guess unless your body's wasted. But nah, I'm just playing though. All the real fans know it's just a little jokey joke. Stop taking it personal. I'm better than you when you're top five. Don't take it personal. I'm the nigga on your girl mind. Don't take it personal. See, my verse is versatile. The flow switch up like wet and vows. I'm on another level. Can't stand me? Sit your head down. I'm breaking out my shell because I ain't never been a crab. Now, tell me, do you trust me? Yeah, tell me, do you love me? Huh? Tell me, do you love me? Huh?
Yeah. Yo, welcome to another episode of the Dopeness Interview Series brought to you by USA Blog Network. I'm your host, of course, Carl BFM Jones. And we got another dope interview, talented young cats, a group by the name of Two Kinds came together, Notice and Silent K. What's going on, bros?
What's going on, man?
What's up with you, man? Who I got on the line?
You got the boy Notice.
Your boy Tommy Bravo.
Two Kinds.
Tommy Bravo. Now, what about, is Silent on the line as well?
Yes, sir. Right here. It's your boy Notice, a.k.a. Mr. Silent K.
Word. All right, go ahead and introduce yourself, man. Let everybody know what it is.
All right, Bravo, you want to go ahead?
All right, let me go ahead and start first then. You know, my name is Tommy Bravo. I'm right down from Broward County, Florida. You know, grew up in Pompano, you know, straight out the mud, man.
Real life. It's your boy, Noah, hey, Mr. Silent K. I'm born and raised in Fort Lauderdale, Florida also. And, you know, music, that's basically my whole life, you know, from the beginning to the end.
Word, man. So what we want to do is we want to talk about the new album that y'all just dropped. It's a 9-track masterpiece called Fresh. But before we get into that, we want to see how y'all came together and formed this dynamic duo and how, you know, y'all made it to right now. People were calling y'all the future of Broward County. So how did y'all begin and how did y'all get that start, man, and actually come together and connect?
Go ahead.
All right. Where the story starts, well, we can go back in the day from when we was like 13 years old. That was, for me, that was like, 6 years ago. And our friendship dates back longer than that, actually. For me, we've been friends since like the second grade, I want to say. And we ain't get the idea to come to make music until we turned about 13 years old. That's when we was, you know, coming outside, chilling with the homies. We came out to the park one day, you know, did one of the little beat on the table type freestyle. And he said, right. Was like, damn, bro, we can really turn this into something. You know what I mean?
Right. And it was crazy because it all started around, like, we started rapping because I started rapping at the age 9, but when me and Bravo got together, it was just like crazy. You feel me? It's two that you can't really even compare, bro. And when we started getting together in 2015, we came up with two times. It was crazy at the beach, you know, going through, you know, different type of names back and forth. It just came to us. And that's the best feeling because when something just comes to you, you know what I'm saying? Like, it's organic, it's different, and it's just fresh, you know what I'm saying? So when it just came to us, it just stuck. You know what I'm saying? Like the rest of this music, everything just stuck in it, real deal fell into place. So, it back in the days, the first song we dropped, you know, that was just something to play around with, but it created some buzz. It's on SoundCloud called Gamble, and it got around maybe 14,000 views. And I didn't even think it would have got that far. You know, that feeling when, you know, music already speaks to you, and then people continue to tell you, oh, keep doing it. You know, that's like the best feeling in the world. So that's why I was like, easy. On my point, we keep, you know, continuing doing this.
So that was kind of like validation when y'all dropped that Gamble and got all those hits and got all that buzz.
Right. I mean, the thing is like, we was gonna, you know, it was already talking to us. We just ain't take it serious. We were just like always messing around, you know what I'm saying? Like you said, at the table, freestyling, hey yo, Bravo, drop a beat, hey yo, K, drop a beat, and we'll just go at it. You know what I'm saying? Like in his room, you know, with the you know what I'm saying, the do rag or the sock over the mic to make it sound very
good. We had a little made a little home style pop filter with the do-rag and the Pringles top, and we put a sock over the mic, you know, make everything.
Oh, word.
Yeah,
man. Mm-hmm. Y'all got the ultimate hood studio story.
Yeah, for real.
Everybody got that story.
Right.
Okay, so now the name Two Kinds, like, how did y'all form that name? Like, whose idea was that?
It kind of came both ways, honestly, because we came through, like, a couple names. We stumbled upon
a bunch of them.
Hey, go ahead and tell them a couple of them that you know, bro.
I think I remember... that day we were standing at the beach. It was like, it was at nighttime. We were waiting on the ride. And we decided this one, we decided to take that step into, you know, taking the music serious. And then we going to do this. So what we going to call ourselves?
Right.
And one of their names came up was, one of them was Childish Men.
It was definitely Bravo's idea.
Yeah, that was my idea.
another one was Classical Dreamers. You know what I'm saying? And none of
I like that.
Never really. Yeah, but we seen Classical Dreamers as more as like, you know, album name or just like something that you just free. But I know we gonna work on something called Classical Dreamers later on in our career. But when Two Kinds came, bro, we just was like, bro, what can we call ourselves? And then we just seen ourselves as two individuals trying to get it, but at the same time, we different and we come from two different lifestyles. You know what I'm saying? Like, it cannot be compared at all. And out of nowhere, it just kind of flowed. It was like, you know, we two kind of people, bro. You're like, right. And we disagree, like, yeah, two kinds. And then, you know, we just stuck with Two Kinds, but we switched it up. And it was like two KINDZ. And then we dropped the I and flipped it with the Y. And it's like, man, look, we going to do it like this, you know what I'm saying? And that's kind of how it just
worked. So y'all come from two different backgrounds, but... the music, it sounds like it goes right in perfect sync with each other. And the other thing I realized when I was listening to the new album, Fresh, is that y'all got like this old soul. Like, y'all got this classical golden era vibe about the way y'all put y'all songs together. So
right.
what influenced that? Because y'all are young cats, you know? And, you know, everything is about trapping and swagging and saucing, but y'all got that flavor that makes you just, like, chill, like, groove, like old school hip-hop. What kind of inspiration do y'all draw from when y'all write?
I mean, me personally, my music goes way back, you know, 1960s. Like, I mess with everyone, you know what I'm saying? And my dad, he's like an old soul, you know, he's from California, so, you know, it's always smooth. You know, I'm laid back to the fullest. And,
who's this,
you know,
speaking? Is this K or is this Tommy?
That is K.
Okay, yeah.
Yeah, so,
and you said you got an old soul because of your pops, right?
Yeah, I feel like I leave that all to my pops. And it's like, he just, everything he do is just smooth. He walks smooth, he talks smooth, like, it's just fluent. And it kind of rubs off on me. So every time I, you know, growing up at his crib, it was always old school music, like always, you know what I'm saying? And it kind of just stuck with me. So growing up, I never really listened to my generation type of music, you know what I'm saying? I always was like, I'm from old school. Like, if it ain't Michael Jackson or Ray Charles or James Brown, like, if it was anybody from the generation, it'd probably be like, you know, Hot Boys or anything like that, you know what I'm saying? But that was mostly it. And I give huge credit to my manager too, Smiley, because like, he played them and instantly everything just clicked. Like, oh yeah, this, oh yeah, that, like, oh yeah, like everything was just so perfect. Bravo, what about you?
All right, as for me, like I'm gonna go about what Kay said. My you know, people, you know, also listen to the music back in the 60s, but we, you know, was raised around more the Sam Cooke and people like that, you know, somebody that basically sung to, you know, the world. And my whole, you know, impact on what this man did, as far as like music and like the world. You feel me? Like, this man, he like relieved, as far as the segregation that was going on at the time, he relieved what people was going through and during the civil rights movement and things like that. And I kind of took that's why I get my inspiration from, you know. And I kind of took that and I was like, if I can turn this into rap, this would Sam Cooke would sound like if he was a rapper. That's just how I feel.
Real life.
Word, man. And now bringing it from all the way back 1960s to 2018, y'all dropped this dope 9-track album called Fresh. So before we say anything about it, I want the people to get a little sample of it, and then we'll come back in and we'll chop it up a little bit about it. All right?
Oh yeah, man. Most definitely.
All right, here we go. This right here is Fresh. This is one of the tracks off of Fresh. Y'all can go and check that out right now on YouTube. You can also Google two kinds of KYNDZ. All right, we'll be right back.
Thank you. Yeah.
Yeah. All right, just like I said, that right there were excerpts from the new album Live in Effect on YouTube right now, called Fresh. The homeboys, Notice, a.k.a. Silent K, my homeboy Tommy Bravo, Two Kinds. How y'all feeling, man?
I'm feeling good.
Feeling all right, dog. I'm looking good, feeling good.
Man, Joe, what was that first joint we listened to where it's kind of like a remix? What was that song?
Explosive.
That Explosive, man.
Man,
like a Dr. Dre remix.
Yeah, more than death. Like, it was crazy because when we were in the studio, man, and our manager Smiley had threw that on, we was like, yeah, we can't wait to get to this, bro. Like, the vibe, everything was just so solid, you know what I'm saying? And everything was just, like, flowing. So when we got to it, it was just, like, amazing. Like, the experience, the feature, it was dope. Shout out, you know, Silva. Like, everything just was just raw, bro. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, man.
So what was... What's the... go ahead.
In my opinion on that Explosive, it was just... you know, that junk came, it came natural. Like you said, man, when we heard it, it was like, man, that's perfect. Like, if that don't bring people back to what rap music is, then, you feel me, people just crazy right now.
Man. I'm not sure if it was Bravo or Notice who was, like, singing, like, harmonizing like that. That, boy, that kind of dopeness raises the hair on the back of your neck. That was ill. That was ill.
That was the homie Silver.
Yeah, so what was the concept? What's the concept behind Fresh? How did this come together?
The concept behind Fresh was just something like, you know, how you just going to get yourself from, you know, Subway, my peeps, you know, it's fresh. You know what I'm saying? It's real. It's real basic. The concept of it is real basic. You know what I'm saying? It's 2018, and we just giving people what it feel like to feel the change and to know what's coming up next and to you feel what's new. It's fresh.
Right, and it's like yeah, he said basic. Yeah, it's very complex because we grab a little bit of everything. You know what I'm saying? Like, we grab a bit of old school, we grab a bit of new school, but we put Two Kinds on it. You know what I'm saying? And that's what makes it fresh. That's why, you know, deliver it as fresh, because it's like, you didn't hear this before, especially coming out of Broward. You would have thought, you know, somewhere out of state, somewhere out of this planet, you know, you're going to hear this sound, but it's like, it's so organic, like you keep saying.
As far as recording and writing the songs, did y'all write them together, or did this come together when y'all hit the studio every time?
I mean, brother.
A little bit of both, you know what I mean? Because it's like some songs we had to, you know, take home and sit down and think it over. And other songs we was just, you know, there. And we was able to write it on the spot like that. And some of them, you know, we was able to freestyle off the dome. And, you know, just be able to put it down.
Right.
So, Bravo and Notice, are y'all more of, like, freestylers? Like, when you get to the studio, kind of no writing and record it, like, punching in every few? Or do you sit at home, you write it, and then you come in with the finished product and just knock it out?
It depends on the circumstances, to be honest. If it feel like something we can just, you know, sit down at the studio or freestyle it, sit down in the studio and write it real quick, then that'll happen. But if it's something that we know we got to take home, then that will also happen too. Like, because there'll be days like I call me like, man, I ain't going to lie, I want to work on this, but it ain't gonna be done within the day. You know, we gotta put our minds together on this type thing.
Right.
You know, this really.
Go ahead, Bubba.
No, you good.
Oh yeah, I second that, but at the same time, it's like coming from me, like I'm a perfectionist, you know, and I do like to take time. So if I'm that Bravo may have finished before me, you know, beforehand, it also gives him a chance to go back and, you know, read it over, or, you know, like basically exchange some words or whatever, you know what I'm saying? Because, like, I'm going to take my time on a lot of things. It may be times where we sit down, like he said, but it's never really a on-the-spot type of thing, because we try to be in sync as possible and put our heads together on every track, you know, because you don't want to sound like you're talking about two different topics, you know what I'm saying? But at the same time,
mm-hmm.
we may even, you know, probably be talking about two different topics, but the way, you know, the artist that we are, it all comes together at the same time. But we, I see us more as professionals too at the same time, because it's like, we like to get it done, but deliver to the fans what should be sounding like actual music.
I got a question about production, because the production is off the charts. Did y'all use continue to come back to one particular producer, or is it like specific people that you go to for different things on the album? And also, who executively produced it? Was it Smiley?
Yeah, he basically, you know, let us, you know, see the people that was gonna be working around what we do. They adjusted to our style and they did that well. Shout out to Honorable C-Note.
Shout out Jay Anglin. And Smiley put his hands on the line himself.
Now, is that Hit Town Records?
Yeah.
Word. How'd y'all connect with the record label, with Hit Town?
That's actually a story I can tell you. A real short story. Basically, one of my jobs was working at the movies, and I ran into one of the producers associated with Hit Town. And it was kind of a crazy scene, because, you know, Jay, which is the producer I'm talking about, he was just ordering some popcorn, man. And I was like, yo, all right, cool, you know, enter your email, you know, so you can get a discount or whatever. And he was just like, I got you. He entered it in, and, you know, it had, like, ENT at it. And I'm like, cool. You got to be in some type of, like, business or, like, you know, profession that deals with entertainment. And he was like, yeah, word or whatever. He's like, yo, but you do music or you do this, that, and that. I'm like, yeah, actually, I'm a music, but I'm not the type of person that'll throw myself out. Like, hey, I do music. Check this out. Hey, I do music. Check this out. You know, I'm real low-key with it. But he asked me questions, and I let him know, yeah, man, I do music, you know. If you want to, yo, check it out. Like, yo, I'm with this and that person. But, hey, I'm going to check you out, and I'm going to send you an email. And he checked us out. And the actual first song that you played is called 2 p.m. in Broward, a song that me and Bravo cooked up before we got associated with him. And he was feeling it like crazy. So, you know, ever since, he told Smiley about us, and we all kind of just linked. And we all was just on board and on go just like that.
Now that's a crazy story.
Yeah, man. Music kind of
weird. Dope. Yeah, that's dope, man. All right. So, man, before we get out of here, let us know what we need to look for in 2018 from Two Kinds. Like, what's coming up, you know, more projects, videos to some of the songs you got, performances, whatever you got.
Right, but it's going to be definitely more songs that we're going to be putting out. We already got some in the back pocket, but we just want y'all to be ready for that. The video is supposed to be coming soon. I ain't gonna put no date on it, but they coming. I just want everybody to be aware of that.
Can't say too much, but I mean, I'm going to leave by saying expect unexpected, because every song, it can be rather it's a single, another mixtape, an album. We're going to come with something different, you know, something for your ears that you actually can enjoy and call music. You know what I'm saying?
Ooh, I heard that.
Definitely unexpected.
Well, all right, brothers. Hey, man, salute to y'all for the new music, man. That project is off the chain. Go and get that. It's fresh on YouTube. Of course, it's going to be all across the USA Blog Network.
But I just want to say, man, gratitude and respect for coming on the Dopeness Interview Series, Messing with USA Blog Network. Real talk.
Most definitely, man. Thanks for having us.
Yeah, yeah, respect, though.
For real. All right? So make sure y'all go and check it out. Like I said, it's on YouTube right now. It's going to be across the USA Blog Network. And y'all can add them on social media. It's at 2KYNDZ, two kinds with a Z at the end. Make sure you definitely support dope music because it's a rare commodity out here nowadays, like my man just said. And if you haven't already had a chance to go and follow USA Blog Network, do so right now. Instagram, Twitter, Facebook, man. That's another dope episode, the Dopeness Interview Series, USA Blog Network. We out of here. Hey, salute to y'all brothers one more time, man. I'm gonna check with Smiley.
Yeah,
I bet.
It's early graduation, congratulations, I got the world right here in my hands. I'm losing focus from all the smoking, distracted by some pussy and pleasure. Jurassic changing the weather, it's the wall at the border and it's snowing in Florida. Never thought I'd see the day and how it ended. I paint a picture vivid enough, you gon' feel it. I got this dagger in my mouth and I'm gon' wield it unless you try to shield it. But then I'm gon' break it to make sure that you hear it. I'm floating out with the spirits to get you with these lyrics. Gotta make this shit coherent, it's gon' get you out your feelings. Talking about your love life, bro, we off that. One day my fans gon' love. And we about to blow, gon' make my mama proud. We on the TV show, my hood gon' need a teacher, and we the best yet. Can't be relying on the past, let them rest.
In this game of life.